Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. O'Donohue moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. O'Donohue scores. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Boswell now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Causey moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Boswell moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Allison reaches second base with a double. Boswell scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wes Stock now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-1 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Rollins moves to third. Kindle moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Diego Seghi now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins scores. Kindle moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kindle scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 5, Athletics, 5. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tardabul hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mincher is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Bryan reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green pinch hits for Diego Segui. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Stigman reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6. And the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Sandy Valdespino now playing right field. Tony Oliva now playing center field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Valdespino moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Valdespino moves to third. Oliva moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 4 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdespino scores. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 8-5, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Don Mossy. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Lou Kraus pinch runs for Rene Lachman. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott now pitching. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tardabul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Kraus moves to second. It's 8-6, Twins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 5 walks. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.